Hey everyone, welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi, Becky.
And Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
And Jenny. Hi, Jenny. And Heather. Hi, Heather.
Hello.
Jenny, you look half asleep.
My birthday.
I know it's your birthday. Happy birthday.
I definitely spent like most of the day in bed watching off campus.
There you go.
Okay. I'm going to just say it
right
now. If you're
going to spend your birthday some way, laying in bed watching TV is the way to do it.
I'm not watching it. I'm not watching off campus.
That's fair. That is fair.
I can't do it. I didn't love those books. And also, like, Elle Kennedy, just there's so much ick around her with her, you know, homophobia towards lesbians and stuff. And I can't get past it. So
I just had to watch it to know what I was talking about.
Oh, I like am doom scrolling, and if I come across a clip, I'll watch that. So I feel like I'll see enough of the show that I'll be able to talk about it.
Yeah,
the demographic I'm talking to is a little different.
Well, this is true.
Oh, this is true. I didn't think about your library kids.
True. You do have to kind of watch it for work.
Amanda, are you going to watch it?
Probably. I mean, I don't.
After
it might be popular, though. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, after it.
She watched Heated Rivalry.
I did.
That's true.
I did. But I waited. I waited until it was like. I mean, it was still very popular, but it was not in that initial like blow up.
Yeah.
So
you felt better about giving it.
Yeah. And I really did want to read those books first, but it just wasn't happening. And I read like the two of the Elle Kennedy books, but I'm probably not, I don't know if I'll read the others or whatever, but I was just curious. And then,
yeah,
I don't know. We'll see what happens. Who knows?
It's really interesting to watch the discourse, you know, an adaptation from a book to a movie or TV show is never going to be perfect, right?
No.
Yeah. I mean, I think Heated Rivalry is kind of the top tier standard, except, yeah, you know, they forgot lube. But I, you know, they did that so well. And I know that off campus had some script and startup issues when they first started.
Yeah.
And so I know they had some rough stuff to overcome. And again, I'm not watching it, so I don't know how it translates to the book, but people are like, so can we all agree now that Graham is not all that great and that these books are overhyped? And I was like, okay, I'm just going to go back to watching the attractive men on TikTok squish watermelons between their legs.
Oh, yeah. What is that? I came across one of those today. I was like, is this the new thing?
Women's heart health.
Women's heart health. Thorne.
Well, I saw
Bradley,
Thorne do it.
The lumberjack
guy. And
I was
like,
yeah,
what is going on here? I didn't stop and watch it. I saw it and I watched like a couple seconds. I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to keep going.
Andrew did it.
Oh, did he?
He did.
Andrew.
Do you not know?
Oh, the model.
No,
him.
Not the model. No, just Andrew on TikTok. He was the guy.
We're not on TikTok.
He started when he first came onto TikTok in like 2021. He came on to talk about how his neighbor was stealing the rocks out of his garden. And he lives in the Midwest. He's a lawyer and he is gay. But he has this growly voice. And then he had a hair transplant. He had one of the Turkish hair transplants. And like, he totally, like, more gold stars. But he has a really great growly voice. And he tells everybody when you come on to his TikTok, he'll be like, be cool. Be cool. I'll download one of his videos and send it to you, Jenny.
I think you may have sent us one before, now that you're
she has.
About it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It has been a while since we've gotten an Andrew video, but we have gotten them.
He did. It was pretty growly. Pretty.
Okay.
You know. Anyway, it was interesting. Some delightful Sunday afternoon watching. Listen, if I watch it on my For You page, they get paid for their, you know, I'm just supporting artists.
There you go. Whatever works.
Well, I made banana bread, so.
I made banana bread too.
Did you?
Nice. Yesterday I made it. Uh-huh. It's already like mostly gone.
I made three loaves, so there's a bet of how long it's actually going to last in my house. I'm guessing the day.
Oh, I only made one, but there's not a lot left.
I don't make banana bread. I've tried a couple times and mine always comes out really tough.
Oh, I will give you my recipe. It's from my mom's like 1960s cookbook. It's the best.
I would appreciate it because the one that I've made, they've come out tough. They're not very good.
I made a different recipe. It wasn't bad.
It's okay.
Jeremy does it with chocolate chips and walnuts.
Mine had chocolate chips in it. No walnuts. But
I don't think I want chocolate chips.
I'm not allowed to put chocolate chips in mine.
You're not allowed?
No.
They don't like
I'm
it.
A purist.
Nobody will eat it.
I don't want chocolate chips either.
That's how you eat it.
Okay. So this episode is not about off campus. It is not about banana bread. We are, in fact, going to be embracing absolute romance reader chaos because we are playing Smash or Pass Romance Edition tonight. Each host gets rapid fire romance elements and has to instantly decide. Like, there's no ums, people.
There's going to be ums. You
smash
cannot...
or pass.
Well, you have optionals on here. I see them.
I do. Mm-hmm. So you have to smash it, which means you love it, interject it into the veins, marry it, kiss it, whatever you got to do with it. Pass is an immediate no. We are not entertaining it. It is a no, but optional. If you would like to have a hear me out moment to justify your decision, you can. And then depending on the execution, the romance reader favorite cop out. Of, well, I read it once and liked it, but I don't love it. Whatever.
Or if it's done right.
If it's done right.
It's done by an author that I like.
Is it done by an author that it doesn't matter if things are wrong? I'm gonna like it anyway.
Yeah, that's it.
So this is not about judging the book or an author. This is purely vibe-based romance reader chaos. Some of these opinions may revoke our romance reader card. Because there's going to be some things people are wrong about.
No.
You will be wrong about some things. Everybody else, not so much.
So, we will say the trope. Everyone gets a quick answer, smash or pass. Optional hear me out. Explanations are allowed. So, I don't even know how we do this. Maybe we'll just... I never thought about it. Like, do we go individually and ask everyone? Like, Leah, smash or pass?
We'll just say smash or pass, and then we'll do like in a row.
Okay.
You have to pick the order though, because if you don't pick an order, then we're just going to be chaotic.
Yeah, who's row? Because my row is probably different than
yours. I was going to say all our rows. Leah, Jenny, Heather, Amanda.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
You have to answer too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to do, in this episode, these are the things in which we'll be judging. Tropes, character archetypes, relationship dynamics, microtropes, genres, plot devices, romance behaviors, and book boyfriend habits.
Jen Allen wants to know if it's all based on vibes.
Yes.
It's 1,000%. This is your once a year vibe forward episode. You will never get another vibe from me after this.
Way to just rock the boat, Jen Allen. I'm after Jenny, and then it's Amanda. Is that what you said? Okay.
Yeah.
I just know I'm first. I don't know anybody after me.
Leah, Jenny.
That's who I'm after.
That is the important part.
Okay. So first up, trope, smash, or pass? Fake dating.
Smash.
Smash.
Oh, smash. Sorry.
I don't know. Was it me or you first, Heather? I don't remember.
It's Heather,
it
then
goes
Amanda.
Heather, then
okay,
Amanda.
So I'm last. Okay. And Becky's after me. Okay.
Becky.
Smash.
Becky. Okay. So that is unanimous.
I think fake dating is, you know, that's one of those.
We needed little smash or
the
pass.
The problem is we're also on audio, though. Like, this does go into our podcast feed. Not everybody watches us on the internet.
But we could say it when we raise it.
This is true.
Had we thought it out, but it's too late.
It's too late.
Yeah, that would require you to think before today.
This is true.
You will know this was like a low prep episode, guys.
Yep.
I'm limping along right now. It's just
Okay, next one.
Next one, Marriage of Convenience.
Smash.
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 Smash. This is going to be controversial. Secret Baby.
Smash.
Pass.
Pass.
Smash.
Smash. Every time. I love it.
I love a Secret Baby.
It's so good. Why Choose?
Smash.
Pass.
Smash.
Smash.
Pass. Listen, when we get past two, I have a hard time remembering who everyone is and where the penises are.
You have a hard time remembering who people are when they're...
Are we justifying the smash or pass? Or are
no, I'm just, you no. can if you want. I just am... I just don't want anyone to be like, she's a Why Choose hater. It's not that I'm a Why Choose hater.
It's a name issue.
It's a name and a whole issue.
Anything more than three gets confusing for me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there has to be like, once you get past limits. A certain number, it's a little difficult, and I prefer it to be in paranormal but or fantasy, but I'm still going to...
I mean, I guess if they have fur or their cum tastes like peppermint, I can be okay with it.
See? Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, you like those ones.
I do like those.
Just imagine.
So like, you're smash
blue
with...
guy, a couple of them.
You're smash with like...
exceptions.
Contingencies.
Jen Ellen says, I'll embrace being a Why Choose hater.
Yeah, she's
that's
not.
Okay.
I'm not a fan.
I was not a fan for a long time.
And then somebody made you read.
This is true.
I still feel kind of guilty about that. Like, Amanda,
why
I need you to read
guilty?
This.
It's not your fault. It's Tessa Hale's fault.
Did you see in the newsletter is like Amanda makes Leah read yet another fantasy book and then do the interview?
Yes.
So funny.
Yes. Sorry. That's my lot in life.
It's okay.
It's true.
Billionaires.
Smash.
An ethical billionaire?
Aren't all billionaires in romance ethical?
Yeah. In romance.
Yes. Yeah. So smash.
Unless they're an asshole.
Pass.
Smash.
Smash. Okay. Brother's best friend.
Smash.
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 Smash. Small town.
Smash.
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 Okay, I'm going to pass because I'm kind of burnt out on small town.
I haven't read a lot of small town recently.
I have, and I'm just kind of burned out. Okay. Forced proximity, so they are kidnapped or, you know.
Smash.
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 Smash. One bed.
Smash.
Pass.
Pass.
Smash.
Smash. I didn't know Jenny and Heather were one bed haters.
No. But it's that instant connection sometimes in the one bed thing that
that's
Jenny
true.
Doesn't like.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, hockey romance.
I'm kind of done to pass.
Smash.
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 Smash. Motorcycle club.
Smash.
Pass.
Smash.
Smash.
Pass. Surprise pregnancy.
Smash.
Pass.
I'm a path.
Pass.
Smash. Second chance.
Pass.
Smash.
Pass.
Smash.
Pass. Friends to lovers.
Pass.
Smash.
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 Pass, 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 pass. It should not exist. Pass. Enemies to lovers.
Pass.
Smash.
If it's done, okay. Like, it has to be done really well.
Yeah.
Like,
well, and my pass is it's the same. Like, I'll read them, but it has to work.
Amanda, enemies to lovers.
Smash.
I'm with everybody.
A lot of fantasy.
Else it really needs to be done well. You can't just half-ass. Because well, I think,
unless it's mafia and then it's always a smash, but that's like a whole other like ball game.
But we've talked about this, right? Like the classifications that,
yeah,
is it rivals to lovers? Is it enemies to lovers? Is it adversaries to lovers? Yeah. And I think it all gets lumped in, but if, you know, you give this to me as an adversaries to lovers, I'm expecting a little less hate.
Yeah.
And probably no hate fucking.
It's in the approach.
You know,
a lot of times enemies to lovers doesn't feel like it. So,
yeah. Bully romance.
Ish. I mean, you guys know I'll read anything, but. Pass.
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 Pass. Age gap.
Smash.
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 Pass.
Smash. Touch her and die.
Smash.
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 Smash. Fated mates.
Smash.
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 Smash. Omegaverse.
Smash.
Pass.
Smash. Like, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Smash.
Smash. accidental Vegas wedding.
Smash.
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 Smash. Do you have a smash that you want to justify? Does anybody have a smash they need to justify? Go ahead, Heather.
I really want to justify the billionaire pass because I just think it's always the like small town girl in the big city and she's the secretary, or she's a single mom and he just like sweeps in to save the day with his money.
Have you read Have you read Angela Lopez's?
Mm-mm. Her, she's the billionaire.
She's the billionaire.
You would like those, and Heather, she has to, they are dirty.
And there's a couple others. There is an article with a TBR. I think you did it, Leah, where maybe. It's
with the female billionaires.
The female billionaires. Mm.
Yeah, I think maybe I did do that. It's been a while.
But to be honest, real life sucks. And you can, you know, I know people love blue collar and all of that, but you know what? They work hard. Like, that's a lot of hard work. And, you know, sometimes when you are a blue collar worker or a service worker or a healthcare worker, first responder, like, your work is not really just 9 to 5, right? Mm-hmm. And it sucks and it's stressful. And so, reading a billionaire feels more of that escapism I want when I read.
Yes, it'd be nice to have someone come buy me a new van.
Right.
Seriously.
Or pay a landscaper to, you know, put flowers in my front yard or whatever.
I like to think if somebody just gifted me like 40 grand, I'd be good to go.
I always stress out when you read these books and the girl's like, no, I'll pay my own way. Fuck that bitch.
No, no.
I would like it all. Give it. I'm not sending back the shoes.
No.
That's so, you want to buy me an $80,000 purse? Perfect. I'm here.
I think it's that it's all like the same. It's the same trope. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That, well, that's kind of what it is. I'm like,
but it's kind of like hockey too, ones. Though. Yeah. Because I know Leah kind of, you passed on hockey, right?
Yeah, because it's just, there's so many, and it's so overdone, and a lot of them are the same, and it's just, it's not going anywhere, and I get that, and I'll still read them, but it's like.
But see, for me, like Heather's saying, they're the same kind of setup every time.
A
the
lot
hockey
of times
is similar,
are.
Too. For me, it's comfort, right? It's eating, you know, your comfort food, your safe food. 9 out of 10 times I can go into a billionaire romance, a hockey romance, a mafia romance, and I'm going to feel safe. You know?
That's true.
Nobody's doing anything wonky in there. I mean, a couple kidnappings, maybe some shooting people, but it's okay.
Like a good kidnapping. But see, that's the thing. I feel like my comfort zone is the mafia.
That's fair.
So I don't need the hockey.
Okay, so this next section is heroes, and we do have a heroine section. Did you notice that, Jenny? I give equal time to both. This probably will be the most controversial of all of our sections of Smash or Pass. So same order. Here we go. Golden Retriever Hero.
Smash.
Oh. Pass.
Smash.
Smash.
Pass.
But he's such a good boy.
Pass, pass, yeah, pass. Morally Gray Man.
Smash.
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 Smash. Smash. Virgin Hero.
Smash sometimes. It has to be done really well.
Smash.
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 Smash. The Himbo.
I have a question. Is a himbo the same thing as the sunshine in the female one? Like, is that what the himbo means? Himbo, or is this like overtly...
I hate
like,
the word himbo.
Yeah.
It is a common conversation that comes up. It character type. He is going to be, himbo would also be like a beta character.
He's like kind of a dumb
After hours on Milagro Street. He would be classified as a himbo.
Smart, academic, like retriever.
But also,
I mean,
like,
he is kind of like there's golden retriever energy there.
Okay, I get the two confused. Like, I get golden retriever.
They're
and himbo,
really
like,
similar.
Okay.
They're very similar. But the himbo, like, he's intelligent, but he's also like a pleaser, but a little bit more beta. Sometimes a golden retriever can have some alpha energy.
Yeah.
Okay.
A himbo and a cinnamon roll are going to be closer together.
Hence my pass.
Okay, so Leah's a pass. Jenny.
Smash.
Smash.
I'm going to say pass.
I'm a pass. The single dad.
Smash.
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 It's a horrible word, Karen. It's so stupid.
Grumpy billionaire.
Smash.
Smash.
Smash. I like grumpy.
Smash.
Smash. Sad tattooed man in flannel.
Smash.
I was thinking, so I redid. Okay, I had Jenny is dying here. I reread. Lick Kylie Scott's her dive bar series.
Okay.
And seriously, all of those men are like sad tattooed men in flannel.
Smash, I guess.
You would smash. Like you do people. Smash. I mean, you like the Winstons. They're all like sad and like flannel too.
Yeah, I really like sad.
That's kind of your thing, Jen.
Yeah.
I'm a smash.
It's oddly specific.
I'm a smash, but I would like. I would rather it said tortured or something like the sad tattooed man in flannel.
It makes me think of Linus like carrying a flannel instead of his blanket.
Yeah, it's so funny. Okay, anyway, I'll smash.
Smash. Hockey player who secretly reads poetry.
Smash.
Smash.
I'm gonna shock everyone and say pass. Like I don't. Ew. Like, why would you read poetry?
I mean, there,
like, it's so
it's
lost
hard,
on me,
but
the
there
poetry.
There is some good poetry out there.
Why did you pick it's poetry, though? That's more the question.
Smash. Oh, God.
Smash. Okay, Mafia Boss.
Smash.
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 Smash. Cowboy.
Smash.
Pass.
Smash.
Smash.
I'm gonna pass. Just, I don't
it's
know.
The Wrangler butt that does it for me.
The Cinnamon Roll King.
Pass.
Smash.
Smash.
Pass.
Pass. Possessive Alpha.
Smash.
Pass.
Smash.
Smash.
Smash. Quiet Protector.
Smash.
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 Smash. Okay, now we're on to the heroines. The Ice Queen.
Smash.
Ice Queen, Jenny.
Sorry. Smash.
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 Smash. What are we laughing about, Jenny?
My husband is being sad in a flannel.
Is that because you said smash?
I love Doomy so much. Oh my gosh.
That's fantastic. Funny. Does he want to make an appearance as Sad in a flannel?
No, he did not have pants on.
That's even better now.
Nice. That's so funny.
He's Winnie the Pooh.
He's Pooh Baron. Oh, That's okay. That's so funny. Sorry.
No, we needed to know that. Thank you, Jeremy.
Sunshine heroine.
Smash.
Pass.
Smash.
Pass.
Pass. Messy disaster female main character.
Smash.
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 Smash. Competent career woman.
Pass.
Smash.
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 Smash. Why did you pass on competent career woman, Leah?
Because they're too, like, put together. I need a little more chaos.
Does they're too make bossy for you?
Just because she's competent it's not that at work doesn't bossy. Mean she's competent at home.
Well, this is true. Okay, so I will smash if she is a little messy at home. Well.
Okay.
She probably, like, hooks up with, like, a disaster.
That's true. She could be a
you know, like, the yin and the yang yeah. kind of thing.
The bonus by T.L. Swan. She's very competent in business, but her home life is like messy.
Wow, well, I like so. That.
Small town baker.
Smash.
Yes.
Smash.
Smash.
Smash. Jenny, do you not like muffins?
I'm gluten free.
Oh.
Maybe she's a gluten free baker.
Maybe.
Ooh, you like the banana cake queen.
I do like the banana cake queen, but
it's okay. It's fine.
Like, yeah.
The assassin heroine.
Smash.
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 Smash. Chaotic bisexual energy female main character.
Smash.
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 Smash. Girl who doesn't need anyone.
Can I pass sometimes?
Yeah.
Pass sometimes.
Smash.
Okay. Are we talking about the female like me who says I don't need anyone and then my husband is like, you know, the one that is nobody.
I'm anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's me.
But I think we have to look at like it's kind of like we were talking about in the billionaire romance where she's yeah. like I'm gonna do it on my own, I don't mm-hmm. need you.
She's like, very stubborn and like into like
and while she might be competent sometimes it's nice to take a helping hand. Like I think of Britt Benson's the first book in her Rockstars
between Never and Forever.
Yeah, she's kind of like the girl who doesn't need anyone, but in the end,
she claims not to need anything.
Right. But in the end, she still does because, you know.
She's a hot mess.
Anyway.
Yeah. Girl. So I think that kind of girl, but not too stubborn where you're like, girl, you're sabotaging yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on like the, if we're talking about in the billionaire where she's like, oh, I'm going to pay my own way. Like, yeah. I'll pass on that.
Right. It's a pass sometimes.
Yeah.
I tend to pass often just because. Yeah. As somebody who is fairly competent and can handle, but has also been forced to handle a lot of things on my own. Yeah. Do you know how often I would have loved just a helping hand of like, so there's when Christopher was first diagnosed with his liver disease, I was at the Myers checkout and he was on this special formula that in 2003 was $30 for a 1 pound can. And a 1 pound can lasted 2.5 days.
I was gonna say that didn't last very long.
It doesn't
was
last.
Nutramigen?
No, we were on progestamil, which is basically pre-digested soy formula. Okay. So it already smelled like throw up before you even like got to drink it.
Nutramigen is not much better.
Yeah.
Nope.
So I was sitting at the self checkout at the Meijer, and a woman from church came up to me and was like, "Hi, Becky. How are you? How's Christopher?" And I'm like, "Oh, thanks. He's really well." She put $60 in cash into the self-checkout because I was fumbling to get my money. I was taking a minute and had stopped to talk to her, and she paid for it like over my shoulder.
That like, is the sweetest
that thing. That was the sweetest thing. And there are so many different instances where I could tell you that sometimes you just, you don't ask for help, but gosh, wouldn't it be nice if somebody just said, here, let me take this off your plate.
Have you seen out in my doom scrolling, there's this like random, like I'll come across it where it's like this random chick and it's always the same girl, but she like goes to random like registers and pays for stuff, but she's sneaky about it. So they don't realize what's happening until like after the fact.
Yeah.
Like I cry every freaking time.
But I just, so I don't understand the ones who are like, I don't need anyone.
Yeah.
Because I've had to learn the hard way when you don't have anyone. It's
a thing a lot of times.
Uh-huh. So anyway, widow, divorced, heroine.
Smash.
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 Smash. Bookstore owner.
Smash.
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 Smash. Okay. Would you survive dating this man in real life? Or dating any of these? Would you survive dating any of these? I think the
now or like theoretically.
Theoretically.
I mean, I've married a cinnamon roll, so clearly I'm not reading what I'm interested in real life.
The sad tattoo man in flannel. Like if we changed flannel to polo. No, I'm just kidding.
And jeans, even on a bike.
He has a biking outfit now.
Oh.
Biking outfit.
No jeans on the bike.
Yeah. Possessive alpha. I don't know. We probably would have some fisticuffs.
Guess we clash.
I'd love to read them, but
yeah. Well, this like I like. Give me a red flag and a book hero any day, but I will not like deal with that in my real life.
Because romance readers love fictional red flags that would require therapy in real life.
Yes.
I mean, that describes Leah's entire reading journey.
I love like a toxic relationship in my books. Like I just, but again, like, I mean, my husband is like one of the nicest human beings on the planet.
Same. I don't know how I ended up with the nice guy.
I mean, he picked me and now he's stuck with me. So,
because we all know I'm not a nice person.
I can be nice.
You tell lies.
I can be nice.
I think that's called being professional.
Well, I'm not always professional at my job, so.
Okay, rapid fire tiny moments is next up. Hand necklace.
Smash. Sorry, I read number two.
Pass.
In real life or in a book?
In a book.
No, in a book.
Oh, in a book. Smash.
Smash.
Smash. Only one horse. They have to ride together, Leah. Leah, you're naughty. Historical. We're not talking about centaurs, people having the sex with centaurs.
I just like, seen it. And then I was like, oh. I'll pass.
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 Smash.
Pass. I don't understand people when they're like, we're going to do it on the horse. Like a lot of the old bodice rippers, they used to do it on the horse. I don't get it.
There's some paranormal that it works really well in. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but that's paranormal. Yeah. It's different.
So,
yeah.
On the back of a dragon spitting fire.
Anyway.
I would read that.
Who did this to you?
Smash.
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 Smash. Sharing a bed, but not touching. Basically, the pillow wall.
Pass.
Pass.
Smash.
Pass.
Smash. But
I need them to touch.
Heather, well, you passed on only one bed.
Okay, I am thinking about a very specific. I like that, and then they always end up like snuggling. You know what I mean?
They do. Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of like that.
Teaching her to drive.
Pass.
Smash.
Pass.
Pass.
Smash. Forehead kisses.
Smash.
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 Smash. Touching the small of her back.
Smash.
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 Smash. He remembered her coffee order.
Smash.
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 Smash. He falls first.
Smash.
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 Smash. Nursing back to health.
Smash.
Pass.
Smash.
Smash.
I think this is a pass for me. Carrying her when injured.
Smash.
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 Smash. I mean, he's not going to leave her in the woods. Like, we'd all be pretty angry if he left her in the woods. Jealousy over absolutely nothing.
Pass.
Pass.
Meh. I'm like ambivalent. Like, if it's done well, it's good.
Okay.
Meh. Pass.
Pass.
Pass. Good girl.
Smash.
Pass.
Smash.
Pass.
Smash. Kitchen scene tension. You know, where like he's cooking or she's cooking and he has to walk behind her kind of situation.
Smash.
Yes.
Smash.
Smash.
Smash. A rainy confession.
Smash.
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 Smash. Love confession during danger.
Smash.
Pass.
Smash.
Smash.
Smash. I think of those Catherine Cowell ones where like they're in the cave and he's like, if we don't make it out, I love you. I don't know.
It's like every suspense book ever written.
Every suspense book.
A library scene.
That's why I don't like it, because I'm just like, dude,
also,
right now?
Jenny, Jeremy is confused as to why you're passing on nursing back to health, because he is a nurse.
But he's not nursing me back to health.
Sure, usually he's like, you're fine.
Yes.
Leah, library scene.
Smash.
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 Smash. Hero obsessed for years. A piner.
Smash.
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 Can I have a caveat, though? He should not be a dirty hoe while he's pining.
Okay.
Unless she is as well.
Calling her wife before marriage.
Pass.
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 I'm going to say smash, but I have a couple of specific books in mind. So, yes.
Okay. That's why mine was more.
I'm a pass. I don't love the my wife kind of thing. I don't know. Doesn't
it depends
do
on who it's
in mafia
by.
I can handle it in mafia
it's,
I can handle
it's
it
how
but like
it's written. Yeah.
In a billionaire in a small town I don't know, doesn't do it for me. Putting his hand over sharp corners.
Like what am
like
I
when she like, bends down and is gonna
like,
smash her
she's
face
gonna run
into
into
it
the corner
I
of
will
the
pass
counter.
On that because that's
listen ADHDers we have issues with depth perception. And sometimes when your husband moves you to the side so you don't run into shit, that's nice.
Mine just lets me run into shit.
Well, mine does not. So,
like when I walk into the door jam because I misjudged where it was, he laughs. So,
you're a pass, Jenny.
There are signs.
I'm a smash. My husband does this all the time. I'm basically a walking disaster.
I mean, sure, I'll smash it. I don't.
I'll smash.
Whatever.
You know what? Amanda's probably the only one of us that's closer to neurotypical than the rest of us in this group.
I mean, this is true.
I mean, I'm a disaster, but my husband is usually like hears me run into something from another room, so there's no chance to help me. So.
Okay, here we go on genres, subgenres.
Mm-hmm.
Dark romance.
Smash.
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 Smash. Cowboy romance.
Pass.
Pass.
Smash.
Smash.
Okay, Bonnie, I love you and I read your cowboys, but pass.
There's just such bad
Same
ones.
Walker. Walker Rose, if you're listening, I love your cowboys.
It is certain cowboys, but most of them are done poorly.
I mean, that's a caveat for everything I'm talking about.
I don't know. You know what? I guess pass. I'm wrong. Pass. Because I love Maisie Yates cowboys.
So smash.
So I'm a smash, I guess, on cowboys, even though I really don't love.
Well, so, but here's the caveat. Is it a cowboy or is it a Western? So I think a cowboy, like, smash, but most cowboys are, like, actually Westerns. And so those like, are.
I read those.
Titled wrong.
Elliot Rose. Her cowboys.
Not cowboys.
Not really cowboys. And I don't love them. I don't love Elsie Silver's guys. They're more Western also than they are cowboys, but they're everybody classifies them as cowboys. So I don't know. Okay. Alien romance.
Smash.
Pass.
Smash.
Pass.
Pass. Monster romance.
Smash.
Pass.
Pass.
Smash.
Smash, smash, smash.
Yeah, we know.
Romantic suspense.
Smash.
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 Smash, but only if it's done exceptionally well. I am not just taking any romantic suspense. Mafia.
Smash.
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 Smash. Sports romance.
Smash.
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 Smash. Historical.
Pass.
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 Smash.
Smash. Paranormal.
Smash.
Smash.
I don't know. Like, I'm so picky. Like, so I guess I'm going to say pass.
Smash.
It's not something I read often. But I'm willing to try anything.
So that's how I am with historicals. I'll read them.
I think it's a pass for me. It's not something I'm just going to pick up.
You will read it if we say you need to read this, but you're not searching it out.
I say that, but wait till you guys hear about my book of the week. Okay, so.
Yeah, seriously.
If you and Amanda said, hey, I think you would like this, then I would read it.
Yeah. Romantasy.
Only the ones Amanda tells me to read.
Jenny, romanticy?
Pass, I guess.
I'm a pass unless Amanda says to read it.
Smash.
I'm a pass unless Amanda says to read it. Cozy fantasy romance.
Pass.
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 I'm a pass. There are only a few that I like that are cozy. I prefer mine darker.
As long as there's monsters in it, I'm a pass. If it's just witches and magic, or I'm sorry, if there's monsters in it, I'm a smash. Mm-hmm. If it's just witches and stuff, I'm a pass. I need some kind of minotaur or something. An orc, somebody's got to do something. Yeah. I will tell you guys, I read a troll romance. I'm not a fan of trolls. It just doesn't do it for me.
That's fair.
Interesting.
Still love tentacles. It's cool. Holiday
like
romance.
Trolls and like the cartoon troll or like troll, the movie, like the horror movie.
Like trolls.
Under the bridge.
Like under the bridge. Okay. But they're warriors. Wow. I don't know. I read one. It was not my thing.
I don't know if I could get behind a troll.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Although I've read
I don't
orcs.
Mind an orc. I don't mind an orc though. Holiday romance.
Smash.
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 I'm gonna pass.
Pass unless it's Winterville. I haven't said it in a minute.
That's true, you haven't.
Small town romance.
Smash.
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 Pass.
We already did small town. That was the second time. Oh,
well. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen.
Just check.
I had to think about what I said the first time.
Okay. Well, then all of these. Gothic romance. We'll go to gothic.
Pass. Because they're harder to do right.
Yeah.
I'm going to say pass.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I've even read. I don't know.
You're probably a pass, Heather, because it's like borderline like fantasy sometimes.
Okay, pass then.
Smash.
Pass. Erotica. No plot.
Pass or smash.
Pass. They want smash.
Smash.
Smash. Who needs plot?
Nobody needs a plot.
I need a plot.
I mean, it's I don't often read them, but when I do, it's,
every once in a while you just need it.
Okay, final category. Here we go.
Okay.
Miscommunication that lasts 80% of the book. These are very specific.
Pass.
Pass.
Don't be a dumbass.
Pass.
Pass.
Pass. And I like miscommunication, but you got to clear it up at 60%. You cannot let us go to 80.
No, 80 is just ridiculous.
Especially if you're having the sex. Like, if you got to start communicating once you're, like, putting your pee in places. Third act breakup over something dumb.
Pass.
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 Smash. I don't care. I love a third act breakup. Give me the yearning.
Yeah, but it has to be gut punch. Like, there has to be a point to it. If it's something dumb, like, what's the point of a third act breakup?
I don't mind if it's something dumb, as long as it doesn't just get resolved two paragraphs later.
I think the level of dumbness makes a difference, though, too.
Yeah.
Humans are dumb. Men, humans. Testosterone makes people stupid. I'm just saying. But
yes, but we also have ethical billionaires in romance, and I would like for people to not be that dumb in romance.
This is seriously okay. That's fair.
Just saying.
Like, these are fictional characters. They should not be dumb.
Not like other girl energy. Just say it, Leah.
I was saying smash.
I'm a smash.
Pass.
I'm a pass. He's a billionaire, or they are a billionaire at age 24.
I mean, smash, because it's usually family wealth.
Smash.
I'm going smash if it's a family series.
Smash.
Smash. Cop romance.
Smash.
Pass.
Smash.
Smash.
Pass. Nicknames that feel illegal.
I need to know what illegal means.
like all the ones that you hate.
Okay, then I know my answer.
Little wife.
Baby. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry, I hate baby. I don't
mind baby. Like, for whatever reason, as much as a problem as I have with, like, the infantilization nicknames, babe and baby, babe, fine. But
you use those regularly, though. That's,
I know, yeah,
why.
I think that's what it is. I don't know, but yeah.
Nicknames, I mean, that feel illegal, Leah.
I mean, it depends on what I'm reading. Sometimes they need to be.
I don't know. I recently read a book that everybody had a fucking nickname. Like, they all had names, and then
stuff like that, like, is a pass. Like, too many nicknames is a pass. Like, if it's, like, a really kinky book, and, like, that's the whole part of, like, the play, then it's a smash. But, like, if it doesn't have a purpose, it's a pass. And too much is a pass.
Jenny, where are you on nicknames?
Pass.
Heather?
I'm a pass, same as Leah. Like, yeah.
Pass.
And I'm a pass. Pregnancy epilogues after 6 pages together.
Pass.
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 Epilogues are stupid, so pass. Love triangle where the wrong person wins.
Pass.
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 Pass. Okay, that was our version of smash or pass. Hope you all enjoyed it. Okay, so
I mean, there was a lot of smashing and passing in the comments.
There was. I was reading them all. Mm-hmm. And Stacey's on Team Reed Winterville. So
Karen,
we're all
good. Wants to know, what about slow burn?
Pass.
If it makes sense, and only if it makes sense.
Smash.
Not 98%.
Sometimes the slow burn is dumb, and it is stupid reasoning. But if it is done well, smash.
Okay, Stacey says pass on love triangles in general, but doesn't she read a lot of romanticy and fantasy?
There's not as many love triangles in romanticy and fantasy as one would think. There is some, and a lot of the popular books do it, but not all of them.
Lexi Ryan,
because I don't like it either.
I'm not a huge love triangle person. Lexi Ryan has a love triangle that I never ever thought I would like, but it was very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so it's like 72%, I feel like, is a very slow, like slow burn, right?
Yeah.
And it was so good, that one.
There can be really good slow burns. I've read some, but
And then we've read some bad ones too.
in general, the back and forth, the, well, we just can't be together.
Well,
And
that's like the
that's
stupid friends to
different.
lovers on top of it,
Make a
usually.
fucking decision and go for it and have the sex. I mean, I don't even need them to have the sex. I need them to be in some
There has to
form
be
of
something.
togetherness.
But you're talking like, the slow burn that most people talk about is like when they have the sex. Like your slow burn, you look read it differently than most people.
I do.
Yes,
And
Jen
Jen
Allen,
Ellen,
slow
yes,
burn over
350
350 pages is
pages.
a
Yep.
no-go because that's
Okay.
just ridiculous.
Guess what time it is?
It's that
It's
time
that time.
for Book
Book
of
of the
the
Week. Book
Week.
of the Week time. Heather, what's your Book of the Week?
Okay. Well, I've been reading some that are just not, there's no plots. So,
That's okay.
Sometimes
that's
you
okay
need
though.
that.
But I'm listening to Crosby
Oh,
by
that's a
Sawyer
good
Bennett.
one.
And I know
Wait,
it's
that's the new one,
hockey.
isn't
It
it?
is the new one.
I haven't
Comes
read that one
out
yet.
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Very good. She has like the coolest job. Like the coolest job. She's a documentarian. So we are in Portland, Oregon, and the way she's describing Portland is gorgeous. Crosby is this kind of closed off goalie, and you're not sure, like, is he keeping secrets? Is he not? Like, you kind of waffle back and forth, and I'm really liking because I'm not sure if he has secrets or not. And Juno is very amazing. She is the heroine, and I really like her. She's one of my favorites.
Jenny, what's your Book of the Week?
Hazard and the Hitman by Cambria Herbert. It's the only book I've finished in like the past 2 weeks. It wasn't amazing, but it like very insta connection, and then like they get themselves in some life-threatening situations repeatedly.
Okay. Leah.
So I've only finished like two books in like 2 weeks that are not like author spotlights. But Anna Hackett's Never and Always, her newest one in her Langston Hotel series came out. This is Piper and Emmett Everett's story, who is he's not a sad man in a flannel, but he is a little grumpy in his flannel, but she hates his flannels. It's just it's Anna Hackett. She puts it out. I'm gonna read it. I'm gonna enjoy it. She just delivers a solid book every time, and it's only 285 pages, so nice and quick. If you haven't read this series yet, please do.
Amanda, what's your Book of the Week?
My book of the week is Leave Well Enough Alone by Lainey
Oh,
Hatcher.
I'm excited for that
It's
one.
the last one in the Kirby Falls series. It comes out May 26th. I'm so sad this is gonna be over. But anyway, this is Joan Judd's book. She's like the oldest sibling in the Judd family, which is one of the two, apple farms in Kirby Falls. And Ian Wells is He's actually an actor, and they're in town to film a movie in Kirby Falls. And Joan is just like completely annoyed that they're there or whatever. And they end up meeting, and she doesn't know who he is. He falls first for her. He's also kind of like he's not sunshiny, but he is very like kind of like an opposite to her very grumpy exterior. She's also a little older. She's like 7 years older than him, and she just like cannot
Nice.
fathom why he's even remotely interested in her. So,
Nice.
but you get all those small town shenanigans. You get all lots of the family members. You get to kind of see everybody settled and together. And like, I don't know, I
It's
love
such
this
a good
series.
series.
I love this series so much. So, like, it comes out May 26th. If you guys haven't read it, highly recommend.
Okay, so my book of the week is Dating in Decay by Lindsay Montgomery. This is an author that's going to be at Pages of Glass this summer in August. This is if The Walking Dead was written by the guy that wrote Shaun of the Dead. Like, it is sarcastic. is zombies. They, neither one of them, Lila and Jacob, are not zombies. She is hunting zombies, like, to make sure it's a virus has broken out. She's hunting to make sure that they're getting, like, patient zero in certain places. And Jacob is an ex-fire chief with lots of survival skills and tons of charm. Found family, super dark humor, lots of spice, and plenty of zombie mayhem. It is her debut, and it has some moments where you're like, oh, this is a debut. But overall, I really, really loved this. If you're a fan of Shaun of the Dead, of The Walking Dead, of Zombieland, it is a slow burn, snarky, post-apocalyptic survival story. Like, this one.
The cover's cute. I like it.
It was so fun. It's not my typical read. I was reading it for something else, looking for something else, and again, it's outside of... I had to ask questions of Mike and Sydney of, like, zombie lore, because I don't watch zombie movies. Like, I've watched Shaun of the Dead and At World's End, like, because those are funny, right? Like, I've watched those with Mike. But I'm not, like, World War Z. I think I might have done the audiobook, I think. But I'm not, like, going to sit down and watch a zombie movie. I watched Warm Bodies, but I don't understand all the zombie lore. So Michael was like, if you're going to start...
Changed, depending on...
Yeah, I was
they
like...
They were infected and...
This is a virus. I'm like, is that normal? And Sydney's like, yeah, it could be. I'm just like, okay.
Question. Has anyone in your family read the latest Dungeon Crawler?
Mike is working on it right now. He started the audio today. He had to finish. He was reading a different book, one of the Murder Robot books. Mm-hmm. He was finishing the newest one of those and went over to Dungeon Crawler Carl. The Parade of Horribles, he went to that today. And I think he's 9 or 10 chapters in already. So I am not, but I have heard from Merritt that she is reading it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard a funny story of Matt Denneman, and he lives up in the Pacific Northwest area, and he went into Seattle and started visiting on random bookstores and going up to people like over their shoulder and being like, hey, can I sign your book? And they're like, right. Huh? And he's like, yeah, here. And you know, there's such shell shock, like, oh my God, what? So he just started randomly showing up and signing people's books and engaging with his readers. He and his narrator are going to be at some fan fest this coming weekend, and people are like losing their brain because they're going to do he's going to do a reading of a deleted chapter together. They're going to.
Very cool.
So, yeah.
He was here in the Twin Cities, and I wish I would have gone, but I didn't go.
He was in Cincinnati last week for the release, and it was huge. I mean, it was huge.
You got waitlisted.
Yeah, I tried to get tickets. We got waitlisted, and it was put on by the library and the same bookstore that we went to for that signing, Jenny. And they ended up doing it at the University of Cincinnati, like at their theater. So
good for him.
Very. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, there were some authors this week that also had releases that were getting lower ranking numbers that were grouchy. Because they had lower ranking numbers. And I'm just going to say, because I think this is 10 books. I think Dungeon Crawler Carl is supposed to be 10 books. Find out when those pub dates are, people, and do not release books on those days.
Yes.
Yeah, because you're not like.
Well, all 8 of Carl were in the top 100.
All week.
And I don't foresee them. I mean, I think some of them will drop out, but maybe.
And Jen Hamilton is like one, like her book. And yeah. I love John Hamilton.
Yeah.
So good for her. I'm not having kids, but I'm buying that book and the audio. She's hilarious.
She is pretty funny. Jenny, have you read Dungeon Crawler Carl yet? Because I'm assuming that your young adult kids are got to be.
Yeah, it's very, very popular, but I have not read it because I can't skip the wait line at the library.
Oh. Fair.
But they're on KU.
Well, I don't have time.
Oh, that's part of it.
Jenny does not yes. have time. Uh-huh. Anyway, okay. So we are off next Sunday because it is Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. And I, Michael and I are doing something. Our wedding anniversary is Friday, so we're doing something. I don't know what we're doing.
Hey, my anniversary is actually on Sunday this year.
Oh, is yours? Mine's Friday the 22nd.
Yeah, ours is the 24th, but I was like, wait a second.
So we're going to be off for the holiday, and then we'll be back May 31st, and I'm officially announcing right here that we are bringing back Summer Reading Challenge for this summer. We will announce everything this week, but we will definitely, we're going to do it a full episode on it on the 31st. It will not mm-hmm. kick off until the 31st, and it'll run through, I think we said July 17th. Or something.
Yeah, something like that. It's mid-July. Yep. It's very exciting. We worked out some of the details the other day. Yeah.
So it kind of will have Project Backlist vibes as far as like we're going to encourage you to read books that have been around a minute versus mm-hmm. just new releases. Anyway, so that's what we have going on right now. So thanks everybody for hanging out with us tonight.
It's always a good time.
Thank you.
Until next time.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.